My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. We'll be joined by Scott Abraham from ABC7 shortly. Somebody eating leftovers from yesterday?
I'm not.
No, I heated up some chicken sausage.
Chicken sausage.
Yeah. Got to do it. Got some protein in the morning.
Gotcha.
Got to hook it up.
All right, I do believe we've got Scott on the line from ABC7. I saw him interviewing Emmanuel Forbes yesterday. Mm-hmm. Hey, what's up, Scott?
Morning, fellas.
So, Scotty, you're going to be a regular, right? You're going to be a reg on Friday.
We're going to try to do this every Friday, 9 a.m.
All right, for our reg guests, we need a walk-up. All right,
okay.
Give me the week
to think about it. I got to cook something up good.
Cook something up, and then by next Friday we'll play it. So you'll have your own walk-up. All right.
Cool. Looking forward to it, fellas.
So I mentioned your interview with Emmanuel Forbes. He seemed confident.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he knows he's going to be tested right out of the gate, okay? Mike Evans is a stud, and I have concern with these outside cornerbacks for Washington. Emmanuel Forbes, Benjamin St. Juice, whoever's going to be on that outside, that's been a concern, a question mark all offseason, and Emmanuel Forbes certainly did not have the rookie season that many expected he would be, being a first-round pick. But you know what? The coaching staff, Joe Witt Jr. and Dan Quinn, have been very complimentary on Emmanuel during training camp and the preseason games. And he's going to get another shot to kind of right the wrongs of his first year. And what better way to kind of a good test with Mike Evans?
Yeah. Do you think it's going to be Forbes on Evans, or does Forbes draw Jalen McMillan, the other outside wideout? Because we know Chris Godwin's going to spend the majority of his time, it looks like, playing out of the slot.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be depending on the situation and the down. And, again, they're going to be interchangeable, and you don't know where Evans and the offense is going to line up. But he's going to, at times, he's going to be up against Mike Evans. And, you know, he's a big-bodied receiver, and you know what happened with A.J. Brown or the Eagles and other big-bodied receivers. So, again, we'll see how much of an improvement in the coaching of Joe Witt Jr. And, you know, he has that secondary background. He did his thing in Dallas with that Cowboys secondary. They were incredible. Let's see if Joe Witt Jr. and these DB coaches with Washington can kind of work with these guys and get them in better position.
You know, Scott, I think for people that may not know, like, I don't think of Scott Abraham as a homer by any stretch. Mm-hmm. I think he calls it like he sees it. Like, I'm a homer. Scott's not a homer. He doesn't care.
No.
I know
I'm
you
not.
Don't care. But what? Give me your realistic sort of, not realistic, but your honest. I don't want realistic. I want your honest expectation for this team. I actually think they're coached markedly better. They've got their quarterback for the next decade. They got to prove it. But I'm expecting a kind of a dramatic turnaround, like 7, 8, 9 wins. Like, if they win 6 games, that's a big disappointment. Be honest with you, if they win 7 games, it might be a big disappointment for me.
I have them at seven wins, guys. They're going to miss the playoffs, but there's going to be a lot more excitement with this football team this year. And I look at Dan Quinn and the track record he has on defense. Everywhere he's gone, the defense has been phenomenal. He's laid his stamp. Atlanta, he had some tough years, but for the most part, Seattle, Dallas, Atlanta at certain times. I'm very confident that this coaching staff can coach this defense up to be a top 15, top 20 defense. They were bottom of the barrel last year. I think that's going to make a world of difference. Then you go on the offense. Is Jaden Daniels going to be that answer at the most important position in football, quarterback? All signs right now says he's on the right track. We're not going to get a true sense until things start going here on Sundays in the fall. But I think from a coaching aspect and the players they drafted and the player development, Adam Peters is GM, I think this team is going in the right direction. I use the word encouraged. I said that before on your program. I'm encouraged and kind of excited where this things go. I think it's about seven-win season for this team.
Scott, with the departure of Jahan Dotson in the trade to the Eagles, in your best guess, who fills the void most for that number two wideout spot between these three names? Noah Brown, Deami Brown, Luke McCaffrey.
But don't forget about Oz. I'm telling you, they like him.
They like Oz a lot, and Oz is that veteran presence. I'm going to go... I think Luke McCaffrey eventually is going to be a factor. He's going to be an impact, I don't think, right away. So by default, in a sense, I'm going to lean on the guy that probably has the most riding on all this season, and that's going to be Deami Brown, because this is basically his last shot in Washington. If he doesn't produce, if he doesn't make an impact, he's not going to be in Washington next season. He's shown some flashes. He's shown some glimpses over the last couple of years. Can he put that together in a consistent week-in and week-out basis? He has that quarterback now back there with a big arm. Deami can stretch the field. I'm going with Deami Brown as maybe that impact our wide receiver too, but with the caveat that I think at the end of the season, I think Luke McCaffrey is going to be one of those guys we're talking about, like he's going to be an impact player for this team.
You got any concerns with the offensive line this week?
I do, especially against the Todd Bowles defense.
Yeah.
Todd Bowles defense is always strong, always physical, always aggressive. But I think this Washington offensive game plan with Cliff Kingsbury is going to be very smart and calculated. I think they're going to run the football a lot, guys. I think they're going to really rely on Brian Robinson Jr., Austin Eckler. I think they're going to go up-tempo. I think don't be surprised to see some no huddle. When they get a first down, don't huddle. Get right back up and let's get going. They don't want this Tampa Bay defense to get comfortable, and that allows them to tee off and get after Jaden Daniels. I think it's also important to stay ahead of the sticks. You don't want third and longs. You don't want second and longs. You want to make this as easy as possible for a rookie quarterback making his NFL debut. So I think Cliff Kingsbury and this offense are going to have a really good game plan and really rely on this running game.
Sticking with the offensive line for just a bit, what's the latest on Brandon Coleman? We know he was nursing a shoulder injury throughout camp and through the preseason. Is he going to be a go for Sunday? What's the latest on him?
Yeah, he's a full go. He's a full go. He's been at practice the last couple of days, full reps. And in my opinion, he's going to be that starting left tackle. Big spotlight, big opportunity for him. They drafted him for a reason, and we'll see what he got. He did his thing at TCU. It's another thing moving up a weight class in the NFL, but these Adam Peters and company, they see something in him. They like his wingspan. They like his athleticism. We'll see. Throw him right in the fire in week one.
Scott, early in the look, they basically show nothing in the preseason for the most part, most teams. But they did show a lot of like no huddle stuff, right? Quick stuff. Now, was that sort of a hint that they're going to really employ a lot of this, or is that just to get Jaden work in like 2-minute situations?
I think this is the vision, the overall vision of what they want to do with this offense. They gave you a little taste. They wanted to kind of get those game reps a little bit for these first teamers during the preseason. I think this is what Cliff Kingsbury and what they want to attack. They don't want the defense to be able to get their signals in and kind of relax and tee off on Jaden. Once they get a first down, they're gonna expedite this. They're gonna move the football. They're gonna attack. They're gonna be the aggressor. And I think from a comfortability aspect with Jaden, they're gonna play to his strengths and what he wants. And they have that open line of communication with Cliff and Jaden. And I also like that Cliff is on the sideline. Like, he's not up in the box. He's mm-hmm. gonna have that face-to-face communication contact with Jaden. And I think that's important with a rookie quarterback.
So, Jamin Davis was featured in the preseason because, be honest, they were trying him out to see if he could handle this pass rushing role. He certainly hasn't mastered it, but he obviously showed enough that they want to work with him. Has that experiment sort of ended now and he's only going to play, you know, in emergency situations? Or is he going to find himself to be, if you had to guess, a part of some rotation?
I think he's going to be part of rotation. And, you know, Joe Witt Jr. has said all along that, you know, this defense is going to have many pieces that, you know, they're going to throw at an offense. Everybody's going to get their opportunity to play and make an impact. And I talked to Jamin in the locker room yesterday, and mm-hmm. he's as confident and focused as I've seen him. I think this new coaching staff and how he's been that sponge and taken to the coaching of, you know, reflecting and kind of focusing in on his new role. He's enjoying himself. It looks like he knows that he has an opportunity here with this new coaching staff and new regime to make a name for himself. And again, this is a prove it year for him as well, guys. Mm-hmm. Because if he doesn't do anything this year, he's probably not going to be back next year as well. So he's going to be a situational pass rusher. And that's another question mark with this team is, can they get to the quarterback? Montez Sweat, Chase Young, they're gone. Who's going to put pressure on the quarterback without having to send the house and blitz? Can they get that inside pressure up the middle with a Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne, make the quarterbacks uncomfortable, make Baker Mayfield running for his life? If you can get pressure with four, that's a game changer. So those DNs, Jamin Davis, let's see what they can do.
Do any of those guys impress you on the outside? Armstrong, Farrell, Fowler?
You know, it's they're all big bodied. They're all jacked. I mean, I watched them do their drills, and they look great, you know. But how are they going to go up against those big old offensive linemen? They're kind of journeyman defensive ends for a reason, right? So,
yep.
They all have kind of those markers of they had their struggles, but now they get a new opportunity and a fresh start. In Washington, I think a lot of these guys, the Dorrance Armstrongs, the Farrells, the Dexter Fowlers, they got something to prove. They want to prove they got still some stuff left in the tank. And they're going to be a key part to this because if you can get to the quarterback, it makes that secondary and those outside cornerbacks' life much easier.
Yeah, I just wonder. Fowler had a double-digit sack season in 2019 with the Rams, where he had 11.5. But since then, it's three, four and a half, six, four. And you kind of do the same thing with Farrell and Armstrong. I guess the argument is, well, he didn't play that much. He was kind of a part-time player and put up the sacks.
But those guys were rotation guys.
Yes.
So as I go back, I mean, these are guys that have shown flashes, but they're not consistently those double-digit sack marks. They're not powerhouse defensive ends. They're here for a reason to kind of rejuvenate their career, try to show that they have a lot left in the tank. They're going to get their opportunities, and I trust in what the coaches, the defensive-minded coaches that this Washington team has now, that they know what they're doing, that they know what they have in these big bodies and the talents on the D-line, and they're going to use them to the best of their ability.
Talking to Scott Abraham, and you talk to the players and coaches all the time, any sense on whether Quinn will be a hat-backwards guy during the game, or is he actually going to flip it forward?
It's a big question.
No, I think he's going to be his style is backwards hat, and I think that's him. I think he'll be rocking the backwards hat on the sideline. That's my prediction. I don't see him going – he's been – changing it up a little bit the last couple of weeks. We've seen him with the forward facing hat, but I hope Quinn does the backwards hat because that's him. That's kind of his DNA.
You know, JP keeps telling me because I'm just so down on that staff that we've had here the last few years, especially like Bieniemy and Del Rio was phoning it in. Ron, I mean, he knew he was getting fired. He was phoning it. I'm just so disgusted by it. But JP keeps reminding me, and I have no argument. Only time will tell that Quinn's resume is fairly similar to Ron's coming in. Why is Quinn going to be better?
It is because I think from a player's perspective, they really resonate to the coaching style of Dan Quinn. He's one of them. You know, Ron, he was a player himself, but Dan has an edge to him. You know, Ron, I don't know if Ron had that edge during his time here in Washington. You watch Dan on the practice field and how he engages with the players, and he's really hands-on, especially with the defense. I think these players really appreciate and enjoy listening to his coaching style, listening to Dan in the meetings and then the huddles. I think he just has that connection, that better connection with the players. Will that pay off record-wise here in Washington? We'll see. But the big question is, again, I go back to that quarterback. It makes it a lot easier for a head coach when you find your quarterback and you have a franchise quarterback. Ron Rivera never had that guy here in Washington. I think this is the closest Washington has had to finding that guy in a long time, in Jaden Daniels. So with Jaden Daniels and Dan Quinn partnered together for many years, that's the big question. But for Dan to have a good opportunity with a good quarterback, that's going to make a big difference for Dan and his tenure here in Washington.
I think it's a great point. Just getting back to, do you think Jaden, I've kind of gone on record, put my balls on a line, going to have a star turn in week one. I don't think he's going to go out there and be some sort of mediocre bum.
You think we're going to have like a RG3 moment where, New Orleans, he's on his back and the hands pointing to the air?
We're going to see, I don't know if it'd be that great, but we're going to see moments of greatness. I agree with you, they're going to want to run the ball way more than maybe people realize. But I just think his 55 games of college experience, when Zach Ertz, for some reason I believe the guy, when he says he's not going to be great in the future, he's already great, he's ready now, I just believe it.
And he's a component of the running game too. You talk about running more, he's going to be doing some of that running.
I just believe it.
And that's something
you're a believer.
Washington hasn't had in a quarterback. Sam Howell had some wheels, but not a Jaden Daniels type wheels. He's got to be smart, though, guys. This is a grind. This is a marathon. You can't have your star quarterback, your rookie quarterback, going down for 6 weeks with a knee injury or something. So it's going to be smart. It's going to be calculated as to when, Jaden turns on those legs and gets going. But I'm with you, EB. I think the players are believers. They see it. The players know. The players know more than anybody who's a dude. Who's a stud?
Right.
And everybody, to a man, has said Jaden Daniels has it. He has it. He's shown it. He's proven it. And I think it's time to show it on Sunday. No more vanilla stuff. No more hiding stuff. Now they can kind of unleash that genie in the bottle. And I know this fan base is excited. It's great to see and hear and feel the pulse of this fan base again. And I can't wait for this ride. I'm encouraged. And it all comes down to the quarterback. I know it's a lot of pressure on this young man, a rookie quarterback, but that's what he signed up for. And he could have the town, the city, the franchise in the palm of his hand if he becomes what many believe that he's going to be a superstar.
Oh, if he goes out there and throws for, a touchdown or two, runs for 75 yards.
It's going to be a rocket ship.
And they beat Tampa. Oh, the place is going to be crazy. Yeah. Are you going to the game?
No, I'm not. So, obviously, as you know, budget stuff. We kind of pick our spots. We'll go to all the close games, the Eagles, the Giants, the Baltimores. Unfortunately, sometimes you got to look at the budget.
Yep.
Yeah, I got how it works.
Yep. All right, Scott.
Yep.
All right, Scott.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Don't forget your homework that Jason gave you.
Yeah, walk up.
I got you, boys. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the football.
All right, you too, man.
All right, Scott Abraham, ABC7. Just to clarify, to ran your play a little bit. Zach Ertz didn't say he's already great.
Yeah, he said
Jaden is good now.
Right. But he said he's not going to be good in the future.
Yes, he says a lot of times you talk about rookies like this guy is going to be good. Jaden is good now.
Right. I know. I was getting a little just caught up in my moment. But that's okay.
But maybe he's going to be great.
Yeah, but you know what?
We hope so.
If he throws for two and runs for one, we'll be calling him great on Monday.
Let me say this, Jason.
I'll tell you that.
While you say this town will be on fire, this guy right here is not going to be surprised. No. If we win this game in Tampa,
I know you're not.
I will not be surprised. Mm-hmm. If Jaden plays great, there will be no surprise.
Yeah, but you'll be on fire.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Higher.
Oh, I'll be Porky Piggy. Yeah. If he plays badly, like catastrophically bad, like kind of the way Hal played down the stretch,
you'll be surprised.
I'll be surprised.
I don't think that's in his range of outcomes.
I mean, it'll happen sometimes.
Him to face plant and just be terrible.
I don't think he's gonna face. I'll speak for myself.
I'm not really surprised by any outcome. He's the number two pick. He's supposed to be really good. He may be really good, but he might struggle out of the gates. The league isn't that easy,
even for number two picks at that position.
It's a hard position. I just think
he's going to look like a rookie at times. Now, for four quarters, will he look like a rookie? I don't know. Probably not. But at times, he's going to look.
He's not going to be mistake-proof.
He's not going to be awful. He's not going to go 6-for-22.
800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up next, we'll go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz, go through some of the top matchups this weekend. Don't go anywhere.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.